Again, it's shocking to wake up to snow. I mean, I was just stunned by it. All right. We working on it? Oh, I'm in the wrong place. You're right. Anyhow, Alex and I just sorting things out behind the scenes here. You know, sometimes it's more fun to see what goes on behind the scenes. You know, I was an hour ahead here going, are we talking to this guy? He goes, there is no guy. He said, how much candy did you eat last night? I said, plenty. Well, you've got, you know, sugar hangover. Well, maybe I do. And that's all right. Here's something for you, because I want to put some things in perspective for you. I want to put some things in perspective when it comes to these California wildfires you've heard so much about. You've heard about these fires, 70,000 acres on fire, and how devastating it is. And it's, you know, it's unprecedented. And I need to do this every year, but I'm going to work through you with it again. Let's talk first about the Great Michigan Fire. All right, the Great Michigan Fire occurred in 1871. Long time ago, right? 1871. A series of forest fires in the state of Michigan caused by high winds, and it happened at the same time as the Great Chicago Fire. But several cities, towns, and villages, including Alpena, Holland, Manistee, Port Huron, suffered incredible damage or were lost altogether. Another fire, the Peshtigo Fire in Wisconsin, also spread into Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It's estimated that about 8,000 people died in Peshtigo, Wisconsin at the time of that fire, 1871. The fire burned 2.5 million acres. Almost 4,000 square miles burned. You think about that. 2.5 million acres. It began October the 8th, 1871. October the 8th, 1871. So when you look at the fires in California, and they tried to, well, it's unprecedented, and people are in trouble, and people are dying. Yeah. Yep, they're big fires, no question. They are big fires, and, you know, 70,000 acres is a big fire. But it's nothing like a 2.5 million acre fire that occurred here. Let me give you another example. 10 years later, the Thumb Fire, September 1881, in Michigan's Thumb. It burned over 1 million acres in a single day. Let that sink in for a moment. The Thumb Fire, September 5th, 1881, burned over 1 million acres in one day. It was the consequence of a drought that had occurred, hurricane force winds, and heat. And part of it had to do with the logging era of Michigan that had come before. The logging era, logging in Michigan, because what had happened is fuel was left, just like happens in California. You see, when they build new subdivisions and so forth, they push out the brush, they push out the trees, they pile that stuff up oftentimes. Then they have, you know, fire suppression techniques, firefighting, if you will. That leaves a tremendous amount of fuel, that being dead trees and dry brush on the ground. So when you have a dry season and lightning strikes or Pacific Gas and Electric has a power pole fall down, however you spark a fire and then it goes crazy, and that's what happens. And you end up with massive fires, right? Let me tell you about the Thumb Fire, though. Burned more than 1 million acres in a single day. About 282 people killed in San Lac-Lapeer. I got that. San Lac-Lapeer, Tuscola, Huron counties, 282 people killed. But more than that, let me tell you about this. After the Thumb Fire in 1881, 14,000 people in Michigan, and the population of the state was only 1.6 million people at the time. It's 10 million now. 1.6 million people in the state, 14,000 people were left dependent on public aid. At least 2,000 barns, buildings, schools, and homes were burned. And as a result of that, the American Red Cross was founded. The first emergency the American Red Cross dealt with was the Thumb Fire of 1881. 1 million acres burned in a single day. Don't tell me about how these California fires are global warming and unprecedented and everything else. Educate yourself. All right, on the hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline. Harrison's on the road. Harrison, how are you?
I'm well. Hey, we're literally rolling back into Grand Rapids. Started in Sacramento a few days ago, drove the entire length of the state, all the way down to Otay Mesa, where I could see the brand-new 30-foot bollard fence, and then back through Phoenix back to here. It's worse than you can imagine. I mean, the state is on fire. Where are all these representatives who are so obsessed with impeachment fever that they're not out there supporting their constituents who are losing their homes and businesses? They had I-5 and I-80 interchange closed because the fire burned right up to the edge of it. We almost lost the Getty. We almost lost the Reagan Presidential Library.
Uh-huh.
What's not on fire is covered in poop. And the California representatives are MIA.
Well, fair enough. But it's
gas
is
almost $4 a gallon. Diesel's over $4 a gallon. The entire Central Valley, one of the most productive places in the country for growing stuff,
sure,
is a dust bowl because of the Delta smelt. They've restricted their water.
Well, they did that because they haven't built a reservoir in 40 years. And so when they have giant snowpack like they've had the last couple of years and great rain like they've had the last couple, there's no drought in California now. They just didn't save any water. Fools. Harrison, I got to run. Greatly appreciate update. Greatly appreciate that, as always. Harrison, running the lines from here to California and all points in between. Yeah, they're big fires, and yeah, they're closing I-5. But unprecedented? Not at all. 35 million people live in California now. Years ago, obviously much smaller population, like Michigan in 1881, 1.6 million people total, and still 14,000 were left in need of public assistance. 52 after on a Friday. We'll be right back.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.